Welcome to AM 1160, The Quest, here at Atlanta Catholic Radio, and you are listening to the 2025 Spring Pledge Drive, and the theme is Community of Hope, and we welcome you here, and I am here with a community of hope. I am here with four sisters in Christ and Dave, my brother in Christ.
Yeah. You brought a whole community with you, didn't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, exactly, because we have, as part of the Quest family, we have Proclaim My Word and the Quest, a partnership, and we have a Bible study community of hope. So we have in the studio with me, I'm Linda Scharnhorst, and I'm from All Saints Catholic Church in Dunwoody, Georgia. And I have Maritza Escalante, also from All Saints. I have Jeannie Dennis from the beautiful cathedral. Wonderful St. Rita's Cakes, business sponsor at the Quest. And we have Kathy Schneider from St. Bridget's, and also Amy Cameron, who happens to be my sister-in-law, from St. Benedict. So it's family and sisters in Christ.
That's right.
Amen. Yes. We're all one.
Yeah, we're all one. We're all one. Amen to that. And we are raising money for the Quest. And our goal this hour is $8,500. And we have $5,000 of matching funds available. So if you've been sitting on the sidelines during this particular pledge drive and you're waiting to, like, really, before you put your toe in, you're going to hear some stories today of the impact that the Quest has made through the Bible studies. And I have to give a shout out for someone who's not here, but I know she's listening, is Carrie Allen.
Yes.
She is the founder of Proclaim My Word, and she's the one who partnered with Carol Tearsmith at the Quest with this idea of bringing Bible studies over the internet, the radio. So if I went around the room, and I had some of them have not been on the radio before, so I'm just going to start with a question to warm them up.
Before we do that, have we given the phone number?
470-508-1160, as well as if you are waiting for this hour and you want to do it online, maybe you're at work, you need to just real quickly do it, don't want to call, that's thequestatlanta.com, and you can donate right now, 470-508-1160. What's that number, Jeannie?
470-508-1160.
That's good. Right. Good attention. Okay.
You can also do it on the Quest Atlanta app that's on your phone. That should be on your phone anyway.
I've done that before. I've done it right during, when I've been on the air, I've actually become a monthly donor while sitting
here. And that's what we're looking for, too, mainly is monthly donors. We'd love to get monthly donors. One-time donations, great, but working on those monthly donors, 100 of them by 6 o'clock tomorrow night.
Okay, so we have some work to do.
Mm-hmm. We do.
And also, too, so in terms of this hour, we have at the bottom of the hour, we have a surprise guest who will be joining us. And so nobody really knows this, but you're going to want to stay, particularly when you think of the Jubilee year that we're in. So, like I said, I'm going to do one warm-up question for everyone because we have some people who are new. And we're just going to ask a simple question that a Catholic always asks another Catholic. Who's your confirmation saint? And so, Amy.
St. Rita.
Yay, that's great. St. Rita. Who are you? Who's yours?
St. Marta.
St. Marta. Perfect.
St. Elizabeth.
St. Elizabeth.
St. Anne. And we'll be talking about St. Rita a little later, Amy.
And mine is Gemma Galgani, who I thought when I actually picked it, for 10 years, no one talked about her, but she's really gotten popular in the last couple of years. So very excited about
that. Very popular.
So if you are looking to donate, the number again is 470-508-1160. And again, you can do it online, thequestatlanta.com, or you can go to the app. And if you've not downloaded the app, it's the Quest Atlanta app, and it's red, and you can go to one of the app stores and download it right as we speak, and then you can do your donation. So, and so we're going to start with Kathy. Kathy, I'm going to ask you a question. We've had Bible studies. We've had the Book of Esther. We've had Victories in the Praise and the Letter to the Ephesians. And is there one that's particularly really made a mark in your life?
Well, I did all three. And I have to say, please go on the Quest Atlanta under local shows, and you'll see the Bible studies. Like, you can do these and listen to, you know, Carrie Allen deliver these really life-changing homiletics and things. So I do love them all, but I do have to say, have an affinity for the Victory in the Praise.
Oh, good. Then tell us why. Tell us
Yes.
Why.
So, we did this online with some friends, and we've really got taken with the litany of praise that's there in the Bible study. And so it's about praising God in the storms, in advance for answer prayers, and just the whole Bible study was so encouraging. So we go to the abortion clinic a few days a week and try to rescue families from abortion. And so we decided every day we would pray the litany of praise as soon as we got there, every day. So the first day we do it, We put down our bags and we you open the look at my tattered book, my book, and we pray the litany of praise. And there were only two cars. Sorry, there were four cars in the parking lot at that time. It was early. People were just arriving. Within 10 minutes, two of those cars had chosen life. Like in 10 minutes, like 50% of the people in there chose life.
Was that normal? Is that normal?
No, not at all. Not at all. So God was showing us, like, praise him first, like give him all the glory. And so we spread the word to everyone that comes to the sidewalk and said, please, here's a copy of it. We'd like you to pray it first. And if you could pray it together. So we try to even get two of us to recite it out loud, if possible, if there are two people there when we first arrived. So it became our standard. So fast forward a year and a half after praising the Lord on the sidewalk, this abortion clinic that had been open since the 1980s closed its doors.
Wow.
I mean, that's a big deal. That does
that
not
is
happen.
Huge.
It's huge. And, you know, that clinic, you know, it averaged up, we think about 10,000 babies' lives lost a year. So from 1980, you're talking over 250,000 lives that were lost there. So it's a huge victory that we give all the glory to God for, because that was monumental in this state.
It was a victory in the praise.
Yes, it was. Yes, it
That's a wonderful story. That's a wonderful story. If you're moved by that and you want to donate to some place that can help really change lives, please call 470-508-1160. And you can also do thequestatlanta.com. And Maritza, what are your thoughts on that when you hear that story?
It's an amazing story. And it's amazing how the Holy Spirit works, right? It works in mysterious ways. And nothing is impossible for God. We just need to listen and act on it. And if you are moved by the story you just heard, I ask that you act and call 470-508-1160 or download the app from one of your preferred app stores to make a donation.
Yep.
Have there any donations come in, Dave?
They have. I'm going to why don't I take a little trip down to the down to the...
You're getting a lot of steps in.
To the call center. Yeah, let's all go in here to the call center. Stephanie from Atlanta, in honor of Kathy, thank you for all you do, she says.
Sweet Stephanie.
Carmen in Tyrone, in honor of Kathy, you are a beacon of hope, she says.
Sweet.
And in our community of hope.
That's perfect.
We have a beacon of hope. That's awesome. Brian in Roswell, in honor of my wonderful wife, Kathy.
Aww.
How about that? And, that's in Roswell. Now we got a Brian in Alpharetta.
Oh, yes.
In honor of Kathy. Okay, so two Brians. And Samantha, in honor of Juliet Greco in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Samantha's in Roswell, so thank you all very much. Let's get out of this noisy room, huh? Okay.
That's perfect.
Here we go.
And Kathy, are there any other stories you wanted to share? Because that one was very powerful. Is there anything else?
Yes. So a little while back in October, we were having our life chain in front of St. Bridget. And this car stopped and this beautiful woman got out. And I didn't know her, but I could see like people were talking to her. And they're like motioning for me to come over and talk to her. So I come down because I'm in charge of the life chain. And so she introduces herself and she's our Johns Creek representative, which I've feel bad. I forgot her name, but she's beautiful. Anyway, and she said, look, if y'all really care about life, you need to come to the courthouse tomorrow because Fulton County is trying to sneak in $400,000 for abortion in a line item on the budget. And nobody knows about this. And she said, I've been trying to get votes against it. And I can tell you it's going to pass. Like, we're going to end up passing $400,000 for abortion. And so we were like, okay, let's rally some troops. So we spread the word. We said we were going to come to the Capitol, wear white. And she wore white. And Dr. Alveda King came as well. She is a friend of ours. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s, niece. And so we were all there. And we decided we wanted to pray the litany of praise together. And so we showed it to Dr. Alveda King. She's like, oh, I love this. Yes, let's do it. And so she opened us with a song. She's quite a singer.
She is.
And so here we are in the on the rotunda, like in this, you know, meeting room with people, and she starts singing a praise song, and we pray and ask for God's provision to change the hearts of all these representatives, that they, you know, vote against this and that they, you know, protect these lives. And then we all prayed the litany of praise together. There were about 15 of us there. And so, don't you know, they argued and went back and forth and back and forth, and it did not pass. Like, God, the litany of praise once again delivered another miracle, because she came out afterwards and she was like, I'm telling you, I have no idea. Like, this prayer, the prayers made all the difference. So it really does. God listens, and we got to praise him. We got to praise him.
I'm going to pass it to Jeannie in just a second, but just for anyone who's wondering, how can I get the copy of the litany of praise? So it is given for free. You can go to proclaimmyword.org as well as the Quest Atlanta, and you can go to local shows, and then you can register, and you will get the actual workbook for each of those Bible studies we talked about. And in the back of the Victory and the Praise is the Litany of Praise. And I personally try to pray that every morning, and it really, I just feel by the time I get halfway through, my whole like demeanor, if I'm really kind of like in drudgery about the day and thinking, oh, this is such a big day ahead, I will pray that, and halfway through I can feel my whole demeanor change. So
I agree.
Yeah, but what great powerful stories. So Jeannie, you want to just any comments on that, or just why you love Catholic radio?
Yeah, you know, we share a common love of scripture. We share a common particular scripture, which is God goes before us. It is from the book of Deuteronomy. And many years ago, before Catholic radio was in Atlanta, I was listening to Christian radio, and I had a job that enabled me to be able to listen to headphones most of the day during my work. And it was through Christian radio, really, that brought me back to my faith in a very profound way, that brought me back to the cathedral where I met Carrie. And so when we say praise, it's the Bible studies were fantastic that we have offered, or that's offered on the Quest, that you and Carrie have done. But something that is that we say, he inhabits praise. So when you are praising God, whatever situation or it is, or whatever circumstance our world is in, your life, your family, your coworkers, whatever it is, it takes you out of yourself, of all of the burden on your shoulders, and it just really honestly lifts it up. And he's there. He's there. And just like he did the miracle for you, well, for, you know, at that place, he can change things just by our praising him. And I credit radio. I really do credit it for my conversion and for my change of direction, literally from going south all the way up north. And he did that within an instant, and it was through radio. So it's made a profound difference in my life. So I'm thrilled we have Catholic radio. Thrilled that was my call, really. He found me. And I pray every day, because it changed my life. And I just hope that someone out there is listening right now on their radio, wherever you are, if you're in your car, in your home, at your desk, whatever it is, I hope that you will just come across the station. And honestly, whether it's Christian or Catholic, preferably Catholic, that's just my preference, but that it will plant a seed and make a difference in your life. So we pray for open hearts, and we pray, if you feel so led to, that please call. Not only during this hour, we would love it during this hour. Dave, is another day that they can still call?
Yeah, so it's
they
on,
even call beyond, I'm sure.
It's on
call
until 6 o'clock tonight, and then we're doing it all again tomorrow.
Right.
You want to give the number, Jeannie?
470-508-1160.
Mm-hmm, that's 470-508-1160. And I want to stress, too, we're really... one-time donations are great, but we're really looking for those monthly donors, because that's, you know, and it doesn't have to be a large amount, even 10 bucks or 20 bucks, whatever you can afford. But think of it like kind of as a subscription. And like, if you've done any of these Bible studies, you know, we offer them for free. So think about what it's worth to you. Yeah.
And Dave, another thing that's great about, they can go back at any time and listen to these on mm-hmm. the website. Or the app, I guess.
Yeah, these are, so all
they're
of these
available all the time.
Yep. All these Bible studies were created with timeless content. So if you, one way you can also spread the Quest is by sending people the Book of Esther, the Letter to the Ephesians, or the Victory and the Praise. These are not one-time things. Even in fact, I was on them and was co-host with Carrie, and I've listened to clips in my car. I've just stumbled. They've been playing when I'm listening to the Quest, and I'm like, wow, that was such a good point that Carrie brought up. And I'm like, I was there. But it hits you, as we know, scripture hits you at certain times and what you're going through. So, Amy, why do you love Catholic radio?
Well, where do I start?
This mic, you got to kind of get right up on it there.
And we know that I'm a woman of few words. I would say for three reasons. And the first reason is that God truly uses the Quest to show his sovereignty and providential care. And it is evident.
Amen.
I first started listening to the Quest because of you, Linda. And Linda is my sister-in-law, but most of all, my sister in Christ, as all of you lovely ladies are. So Linda invited me to listen to The Quest, and she was co-hosting with Carrie Allen. And, you know, it was just a wonderful, you know, praising the Lord hour, and then they were introducing their Book of Esther. So when I started listening to the Book of Esther, I was going through a time in my life that was just tremendously filled with grief and chronic pain. I had just recently lost my husband. So as I started listening, I was listening intently, like hanging on every word. And first, you know, and I had known the Book of Esther just from what I had learned, but on a very, you know, just
high level.
And when I started listening, I was like, Esther girl, what is your family member trying to talk you into? Kind of like, you know, our family talks us into stuff, like why I'm here today. but what really resonated to me is, you know, saying yes to God. And that's what Esther did, the power in saying yes. And that's what I was hearing in your story, Kathy. I mean, you say yes. And if I can quote Father Jack Knight, who's going to be on the next hour, he says, passion is your will meeting God's will. Mm, and there's a lot of passionate sisters in Christ in this room. So the second thing is that the pledge drives are actually some of my most favorite airings, because you hear clergy and parishioners, not only from our parishes, but all over, and what God creates is this spiritual blanket over Atlanta and beyond, where it's just, you feel his love wrapped around us. That's the power of the Quest. But the third thing, over, you know, hearing the Quest, that the message that's delivered to me and the power that God uses through the Quest, is that someone can be speaking and it's God's exact timing that I needed to hear that. And it's where I truly know, Jesus, you do know my name.
That's beautiful, Amy. Thank you.
That's why I love the Quest.
I'm sure there's people who are listening who are hearing what Amy's saying and agreeing.
So please call in at 470-508-1160 or donate at thequestatlanta.com.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you. So at this time, Marisa, did you want to add in anything of what you love about Catholic radio?
So I listen to the radio or some form of ministry throughout the day. My job allows me to sit at a desk, and I could turn on a podcast, whether it's Father Michael Smith. I listen to the morning show with Josh and
Allison.
And it's during my commute from dropping off my son at school, going back to the office. So I have a lot of fun with Catholic radio, just listening. But most recent, I've had several family members come to me for indirect counseling. And the Catholic radio that I've been listening to for the past several years has come very handy to provide them some guidance and direction with whatever struggle they are fighting in life. And as a matter of fact, I just used one yesterday. I had one of my cousins come over to me and said, hey, I'm struggling with my 16-year-old. And I'm like, you know what? Let me send you some podcast links. And Father Joaquin from Spain visited All Saints last summer. And I got to get to know him. I actually listened to his podcast. He's like the equivalent of Father Michael Smith for Spain or Europe in Spanish. And he's wonderful. And he has a series of podcast themes from like family scenes that have been rooted into families from ages to ages, from generation to generation, I mean. And I was able to take some of those and clips and share them with my cousin yesterday. And she called me this morning and she goes, thank you for sending that over. That was very helpful. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love listening to Catholic radio or any Catholic messaging social media that exists out there. It just, I wake up with the sunrise in the morning. I walk the dog in the morning, and that's my morning introduction to the morning and the start of my day. And I just love it. And if I think it just provides that positivity that we all need to start the day with.
Yes.
You know, I'd like to say it also gives us the opportunity to evangelize, because we don't know who God is going to bring in our path. Some people who don't really practice their faith, some don't want to go to church, or they're afraid, or they don't want to go alone. And I know one of my employees is that way. I've told her about Catholic radio. So it helps to open their hearts to something they feel comfortable with, and they can listen whenever they want to listen, yield to whatever they want to yield to. And now we start talking about different things that she's heard on Catholic radio. So it serves a many different levels for us, too. So I think that's a great, great thing. Yeah.
Excellent. So thank you. These are wonderful stories. I love this. Let's take a little break here, and we'll be right back into the Community of Hope Pledge Drive here on AM 1160.
With our surprise guest.
That's right. Surprise guest.
You're listening to the Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Our theme is Community of Hope. After listening, if you are moved to make a pledge, please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations and pledges from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the pledge drive shortly. AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
The Quest presents The Family Room, sponsored by VerseBright.
Dr. Bob Schutz on Be Devoted.
Seth was made in the image of Adam and Eve. Children are in the image of their parents, who are in the image of God. When we lose the image of God and the kind of love that God has, then our children grow up modeling something that is less than God, that is less than real love. So that's really what devotion is.
Hear this entire conversation on The Family Room podcast at thequestatlanta.com. New episodes Wednesday mornings at 11 on AM 1160, The Quest.
The Quest presents Virtue Minutes with Dr. Chris Gustafson.
I'd like to speak about digital temperance. If you look around, a lot of people have their eyes glued to screens, struggling with digital addictions. Addictions to smartphones, Netflix, social media, internet surfing. Checking their email when they don't have to. It's just not healthy. The virtue of digital temperance moderates our use of media and technology using common sense. It's about being in the driver's seat and not being a slave to all these gadgets. Some technology is rigged to pull us in and get us hooked, so there are times when we just need to pull the plug. But digital temperance is not so much about avoiding technology, but about regulating it for our own benefit. Digital temperance is digital freedom.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com. The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
In addition to medical side effects, the emotional trauma associated with abortion can be devastating. The majority of post-abortive mothers feel guilt, depression, anger, sorrow, grief, bitterness, despair, or shame. Women who have had abortions also report flashbacks to the abortion, extreme grief, suicidal feelings, a general sense of emptiness, quicker temper triggers, and resorting to violence. Thank goodness there is help. Spread the word. Abortion is not good for women, and it is certainly not good for their babies.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
AM 1160 The Quest with Josh and Allison from The Morning Quest.
You know, so often with Lent, we obsess about what we should give up. But how about this Lent? We focus on what we can give. You know, giving God time in prayer and service, and especially giving our friends and family the gift of love and peace. One way to do that is inviting them to listen to The Quest.
As a busy mom with kids and activities and just the busyness of life, The Quest brings me peace and joy and just fills me with information and prayers that help guide me through the day. So why don't you share the app with a friend and give them that peace and that encouragement to help them grow closer to the Lord too.
It's super simple. Just go to the App Store to download the Quest Atlanta app. Check out our website, thequestatlanta.com, or listen live on AM 1160. God bless you this Lent in your quest for holiness.
Community of Hope is the theme of our spring pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go to the Quest Atlanta app or thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the pledge drive on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
Hello, this is Linda Scharnhorst, and you are back at the AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio spring pledge drive. And our theme is Community of Hope. And I'm here with my sisters in Christ, and who have all enjoyed different Bible studies that were provided by The Quest, and we're continuing to provide. So we have a couple that will be coming up. We're going to do one on the Holy Face, a study on that, and a deep dive, and then 1st and 2nd Peter. So those are in the works. So Dave, I need to get on your calendar to get some recording time.
Yep.
And we'll be giving those out, and they'll have a workbook and everything like you've seen before. So that's great news. And we're at still working towards our goal of $8,500 for this hour with $5,000 of matching funds. So if you are waiting to donate, we're asking you to please call in now during this hour, so you can take advantage of the matching funds. And I promised you in the beginning of the hour that we would have a special guest. Before we get to him, I want to give the number 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or you can go online or on the app, thequestatlanta.com, thequestatlanta.com, and make a donation. And so I'm going to turn it over to Jeannie Dennis from the Cathedral of Christ the King, who is going to introduce our special guest.
Thank you so much, Linda. You know, one of the things that we talked about earlier, and Amy can testify to this also, you know, radio can change your life. The message can change your life as it did me. And one of the things it did is my devotion to St. Rita. Actually, St. Rita found me just as the National Shrine of St. Rita out of Philadelphia found me last year. And so it's really, really so exciting. I wanted to say that they do an annual, they started an annual day of service last year. And so I worked closely with Paul Koenig. He is a director of advancement at the National Shrine. And we're so excited to welcome Paul with us today. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Jeannie. Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I can't hear.
Put the headphones on.
Hang on, Paul.
Thank you for being here, Paul. This is great. We can hear you loud and clear, and you're coming in from Philadelphia, right? From Philadelphia.
Hang on, Paul.
We were just talking about the wonderful shrine of St. Rita, the National Shrine. Just for everyone listening, we're having a little technical difficulty with Jeannie's headset. There we go.
I'm coming, Paul. I promise. Here we go.
There, she can hear you now. All good.
Technical difficulties can seem impossible at times, so it's good that St. Rita is the saint of the impossible.
I know it, Paul. We know that well, don't we? It's so good to hear your voice again today. So welcome, welcome, welcome. I want to welcome you also in... I want you to let our listeners know exactly what you're doing for today. You know what else, girls, y'all? This is the Feast of St. Joseph, so we're very fortunate to have him as our patron today. But would you please share with us a little bit about the shrine, a little bit about today, the National Day of Service in St. Rita's name, and just kind of what you hope to gain every year from that. It's gaining speed. I know last year was the first year, but I can really sense it unfolding to be a really profound thing that you are doing, Paul. So give us an idea of what's going on with that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you again for having me on, and thank you again for your ministry and all that you all do here at The Quest. It's good to be with you. The shrine, the National Shrine of St. Rita of Cascia, has stood on Broad Street in Philadelphia since 1907. So we're 118 years old, and we like to say that we think we look pretty good for our age. And, you know, the shrine, what we seek to do each and every day is to promote the story and the life of St. Rita of Cascia. And for those of you listening that might not know much about her, I encourage you to check her out. Because her story really is an incredible one, and it's one that we can all relate to, because Rita was a daughter, a wife, a mother, a widow, a nun, a peacemaker. She lived out basically every vocation in the book. Mm-hmm. So what we like to say here at the shrine is that Rita understands us, right? Mm-hmm. She gets us. She knows what it's like to be a mom with two teenage boys, right, who aren't listening to her. She knows knows what it's like to be a daughter that is, you know, maybe a little annoyed by her overbearing parents at times, right? Yeah. She's gone through every stage of life, and so she gets us. And when folks come to visit us at the shrine, what we tell them is what you can expect is you can expect to come to know St. Rita a little bit more. You can come to understand her story a little bit more. And through that understanding and Rita's companionship, hopefully draw a little bit closer to God. And so the idea, as you mentioned, behind the St. Rita Day of Service, which we inaugurated last year, is really it's a meaningful, creative way to promote St. Rita and her story once again, right? St. Rita was this, momentous peacemaker in her time. And so the hope is that we gather folks from across the country, you know, from Georgia to California to Massachusetts to Pennsylvania, right, to do some act of service, to do some act of good for your fellow brother and sister in Christ, your neighbor, with the hopes of making the world a more peaceful place the way that Rita did.
Hey,
and so we started last year.
Sorry. Go ahead. No, go ahead, Paul. I have one question for you.
Sorry.
If you can think of an interesting way that some of those who are participating in the Day of Service, if you can kind of give us a nugget a little bit of what some are doing actually on this day.
No, that's great. Yeah. And it's what's nice is we have all different types of groups participating. So they're doing all different types of service activities. So some folks are writing letters to incarcerated individuals or to the homebound. Mm-hmm. Other folks are preparing casseroles for the homeless. And we have groups doing neighborhood cleanups as well. Groups are putting together care packages. So it's really anything under the sun. And it's nice that it's this National Day of Service so that each group can do something that makes sense for their community, right? Because each community is different. And the hope is that each group can serve their community in a meaningful, localized way on the day.
Which kind of pulls into what the theme of our pledge drive is, community of hope. And I know that St. Rita is and has been so much in my life. Like I said, she found me. And it just, when I started to learn about her life, Paul, it was just profound that how much it had an effect on my life, so much so that I named my business after her. So, you know, and it was before I really started the business, and which was a fruit of prayer. But
well, as long as you mention the Pledge Drive Community of Hope, can I just jump in here real
quick? Absolutely.
Because every time, no matter how many times we say the number, people always say, you don't say the number enough. Okay, let's do it right now. 470-508-1160 is the number to call. You can go online to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app that's already on your phone. I don't know why it wouldn't be. 470-508-1160 is the number to call. And we're really looking for those monthly donors, if you can. Any amount is welcome. And every new monthly donor that we get, or if you upgrade, you're already a monthly donor, but you give just a little bit more, you're going to get a Quest coffee mug.
And does that count towards the match?
And that counts toward the match. So yeah, if you're a monthly donor, it's your next 12 months is matched dollar for dollar on the match. So we've got up to $5,000. That's you got 16 minutes left in that.
So we really need you to call at with these 16 minutes at 470-508-1160.
Mm-hmm. Paul, one question I have for you also is to share with us, the National Shrine is designated as one of the pilgrimage sites for the Jubilee year. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, it's so we're a sacred Jubilee site here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. And it's truly, it's a gift and a blessing as we continue to receive visitors and pilgrims and retreatants from all over. And one thing that we've done is Philadelphia is blessed to have multiple shrines and multiple sacred Jubilee sites this year in a close proximity to each other. So we've created amongst the shrines here in Philly a pilgrim's passport so that folks can go from one shrine to the other, jotting down takeaways and getting a stamp from each. And when they complete their full pilgrim's journey, they'll receive a medal from each shrine, right?
Oh, my God.
And it's a beautiful thing that this year's Jubilee year is themed Pilgrims of Hope, right? Because that's what Rita was, right? Throughout her life, her life journey, her life's pilgrimage, amidst, you know, intense moments of suffering and loss, she lived a life of faith and a life that had faith in the hope of the resurrection. So it's something for all of us to kind of learn from this Jubilee year.
That's wonderful.
Sounds like a road trip for us, is what, Paul?
I know. Well,
we'll greet you with open doors and a Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds perfect.
I would encourage anybody who has a devotion to St. Rita to please call in today now. 470-508-1160. Again, it's 470-508-1160.
Anyone who has an impossible situation going on?
Yes.
Lean into it with a donation.
Yes.
And let the Lord respond. He's never outdone in generosity.
Our feast day is coming up May 22nd.
May 22nd. And the other shrines that you were alluding to, Paul, that's the Shrine of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal, right? And then
that's correct.
National Shrine of St. John Newman. Is that how
exactly
it's pronounced?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You can say it. You have a great radio voice. So, Amy, you've been to the shrine
several times. one of my very best friends lives in Philadelphia, so I visit her often, and I just have to say, just by praising God, I've, you know, prayed for all my friends and family. She has become a convert along with her husband and will be baptized this year at the young age of 65. So
praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
He's always working.
Mm-hmm.
St. Rita also called to me. And for those of you who already know, she is the patroness saint of impossible causes and bodily ills, you know, difficulties in relationships. And a lot like Esther, you know, she wanted so much to become a nun, and she loved the Lord so much, but she was denied, and she wound up becoming married and prayed for her husband's conversion, and it happened. I actually found pictures. My husband had had a statue of Saint Rita commissioned for me that I actually carried like a doll and had her blessed up there. And you were talking about the medal. The last gift he gave me before he passed away was the medal of Saint Rita. So I know that she intercedes and
beautiful
watches over us.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you so much. Paul, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been very, it's a blessed time for us, and we thank you for taking the time to share with us all the things that are going there up in the shrine. And I know we'll talk soon. And everybody, if you have a devotion to St. Rita, go visit the shrine and know it's a pilgrimage in this year of hope. And we are the community of hope, which is our theme for this pledge drive this year. So,
yeah, thank you, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you all. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for all the good work that you do.
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
God
we'll talk
everyone.
Soon, okay?
God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
So I'm thinking maybe we should take a little trip down to the call center.
You need more steps.
Yeah, I got to get my steps in today, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Look at lots of action here all the time. Carol in Dunwoody says, great work done always, Kathy. So thank you, Carol. Richard from Marietta, thank you very much. We have an anonymous person from Sandy Springs says, in honor of all on the 3 o'clock hour. So everybody in this room, thank you very much.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Yes. And also we have Amy in Atlanta, the 3 p.m. ladies. She says, thanks for saying yes to God.
Mm, so beautiful.
So that's nice, yes. And then we have in Kennesaw, there's Berwick. Thank you very much for your generosity as well. We do appreciate that. 470. Let's get out of this noisy room, okay?
Yes.
Oh, there. Wow. I don't know how they stand it in there all day. It's crazy. So, no, but I just want to say that, you know, we're coming up to the end of the hour here, but we're going on until 6 o'clock, so you can call 470-508-1160, 470.
How are we doing against that match?
The match, we've got a couple big ones in here. I'm going to have to get my calculator out.
Okay.
But there's still some left.
Okay.
In here, let me figure that out, and I'll be right back.
Okay, good. We'll let David do the math there. Okay, Marisa, did you want to chime in on anything that when you were listening to about Saint Rita? It's definitely a saint of hope.
Yes, and with being the year of Jubilee of Hope, it's perfectly tied together.
Yes.
And I think just generally speaking. The world needs a lot of hope these days more than ever. I think being part of the community of hope, it's definitely necessary. It's not a need. It's a necessity for all human beings, for all of our brothers and sisters who are in suffering, whether they're here in Atlanta or around the country, around the world. So being part of that community of hope, it's definitely beneficial for anybody. So with that being said, if you are in the mood for giving back to the community of hope, call 470-508-1160 or donate online at thequestatlanta.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Kathy, when you were standing outside of the abortion clinic and you're seeing people come in and come out, like even just that community of hope of the people that are praying with you, we need that. Like
yes,
one of our priests at our church always says, you can live without love, but you can't live without hope.
Beautiful. Well said. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have the numbers here if you want to hear.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
So here's the deal. We had a goal set for $8,500 for this hour. Mm-hmm. Now we're short of that, but we're very close to matching that $5,000. We currently have $4,300 pledged.
So we need $700.
We need $700 more.
Because
whatever you donate, it's going to be doubled up to the $700, and you've only got seven minutes here.
St. Rita, we call on St. Rita.
Yes.
Right now, saying to the impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. So that's where we stand right now. We can use up all that match money before 4 o'clock here.
470-508-1160. 470-508-1160. There's nothing worse than leaving match money on the table.
True. I know.
It's not. It's
like a sale, but I wouldn't get one free.
I know.
You don't want to miss that.
It's a BOGO. Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maritza, going back to your point about we need hope, so much hope in our world today, you know, at any time, really. But when you learn about the saints, or when you learn about, particularly, I have an affinity, obviously, for St. Rita, but it encourages you, and it gives you hope as well when you see and witness their journey. You know, her journey was a lot, but what... The seeds, I think, what God was planting in her was great hope. I mean, every step of the way since she was 12 years old up until she died, she had the stigmata of the thorn in her forehead. And just some of the things that you really learn about her just speak of hope so much, so much. So thank you for saying that, because it made me think of read about the saints, listen to it, listen to these Bible studies. You know, the Quest offers a buffet of things that you can really yield to that can encourage your day or encourage your week or whatever. You have the Bible studies you can go to at any time. You can listen live. You can listen to different speakers, listen to programs, morning, noon, and night. You can listen to it. So it really gives us a lot of inspiration and a lot of food for the journey. You know, it really does. Yeah.
And you can always have lunch with Father John Ricardo.
Yes.
That's one of your favorites, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, and that's one of those shows, too, Father John Ricardo, Christ is the Answer at noon weekdays here. And it's one of those shows that you can listen for like 5 minutes and get something out of it, or listen to the whole hour, because you're going to get a lot out of it. You always do. And there's a lot of shows like that. The Journey Home is on at 11 a.m. weekdays. And... that's like you kind of invest the whole hour, but you hear a great story of somebody coming into the faith or coming back to the faith.
Well, and one of the where I learned about Father John was on Quest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he
me
used
too.
To be
me
in
too.
The 8 o'clock hour. Correct me if I'm wrong.
8 o'clock.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would listen to him every single morning. And that really, oh my goodness, it just changes you. And then I started to research him, and it really fills you, gives you hope. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
One of the things that I learned from Father John Ricardo was he talked about praise one time on one of his shows, and he was talking about how he felt like he didn't praise the Lord enough. And I'm thinking, okay, if this Catholic priest thinks he doesn't praise the Lord enough, surely I do not praise the Lord enough. And so he said, he said it was during Lent, and he said I was thinking about the praises of the Lord. And he said, you know how at the Stations of the Cross we say, I praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And we, you know, genuflect and say that at each station, right? So he said, I started every morning when I wake up, I say, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And I make the sign of the cross. And it's the first thing that happens when I open my eyes. And it's the last thing that happens before I go to bed. I praise him when I wake, and I praise him when I, you know, close my eyes. And I thought, okay, well, there's a faith hack for me. Like, I want to do that, what this Catholic priest is doing. So I heard that years ago, and now probably 3 years running, I've incorporated that into my life because of something beautiful I learned here on the Quest. So I do feel like there's just so many nuggets of things to improve your walk with the Lord and improve us as a community as well, to like work together and things.
He has a bunch of things like that. The other one that comes to mind too is we've been playing it as a promo during Lent, but he talks about how do the 1 Corinthians, you know, love is patient, love is kind, and exchange your name for love. Yeah, okay, so Dave is patient. Dave is kind. It's like, well, am I? You know, it
depends on the day. Right?
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, but yes. He's got so many little things like that.
He's excellent.
It just kind of hits home, and it's like, oh, I can do that, you know? Yes. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so call in if you any of this has touched you or you have experienced. What we're talking about is that the Catholic Radio, the Quest, has made you aware of something you didn't know about, made you say, hey, I need to download that Bible study and get that litany of praise. If you love St. Rita, Apostle of Hope, or I should say Apostle of Hope, Saint of Hope, and that number is 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, and that's thequestatlanta.com or on the app. And if you've not downloaded the app, please do.
Yeah, there's so much, aside from just donating, but there's so many great things on that app. It looks like our hour's about come to a close here.
Well, thank you, Dave, for letting us be here. And is there anything that anyone would like to say as a closing?
Should we just maybe run around just to remind people who all is in here?
Yes. Okay, so Jeannie.
I'm Jeannie from Cathedral of Christ the King.
Mm-hmm. Kathy Schneider, St. Bridget. Mm-hmm.
Maritza Escalante from All Saints.
Amy Cameron, St. Benedict's.
And awesome. Linda Scharnhorst with All Saints.
Awesome. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.